Harry Styles' Seoul concert was the place to be. Could an Eric Nam and Ice Spice collab be in the mix? We break down the lineup at Lollapalooza, Saweetie names her man crush and he reacts to the honor, and Lainey Wilson builds the ultimate girl group. Hey guys, it's Rania Niftos. It's Wednesday, March 22nd, and I don't know whether I should be jealous of Harry Styles or your favorite K-pop idols. Harry Styles' Love on Tour is taking over Asia and made the most star-studded stop in Seoul, South Korea. Harry brought together some of K-pop's heaviest hitters, BTS's V, Jungkook, RM, and Suga, met the megastar backstage. Blackpink's Rosé also caught Harry behind the scenes and posted her time with Jennie in the audience rocking out. Woo Young of ATEEZ posed in front of the arena, and Jay from Enhypen posted from inside. She went to And don't even get me started on thinking about collaboration possibilities. Other bands in the house included Twice, aespa, and Super Junior. It was definitely a night to remember. We've got even more K-pop for you. Tetris caught up with Eric Nam after releasing a reimagined version of his album. He told us about someone on his radar we'd love to see him team up with.
And I saw you hanging out with Ice Spice.
Like damn, she in her mood. Like damn, she in her mood.
But what's that all about, man? Are you guys gonna get a track going?
I would love to, but we just kind of passed it by, said hi, and didn't really get too much, but I'm down whenever you're down.
Yeah, so. We'd love to see it.
Can I be honest? I've just been writing my own stuff, and that's all I've been listening to.
Well, I was gonna ask you, what's coming next for you musically?
I have a reimagined album, which is like the last album that I put out completely rearranged in a new format, new styles, and then I have a brand new album that I'll be putting on summer, I think.
Okay.
And then a tour soon after that.
Oh, and been on the road?
Yes.
You got a lot planned. What made you decide to reimagine your music?
I felt like in today's time and age, music kind of will get bored really easily. You get really sick of things really fast, but it doesn't mean that they're bad songs. I just feel like art's just been so short. So I wanted to give people a reason to go back and read this, some of the songs I think were great that people might have sleeping on because they weren't the single.
Saweetie is a hot commodity in the music industry, but who does she have the hots for?
A celebrity guy crush is Lil Nas. He is so fond of me. I wanna find in love for the
weekend. Three boyfriends, I don't know where I'm sleeping. Celebrity crushes, we've all got them. And when Saweetie revealed hers as Lil Nas X, she got everyone talking. I told you long ago on the road. In an interview with E! News posted on Monday, the rapper revealed that she thought he looks better than her, adding,
"It's the skin. He be looking. I'm like, what's your skin regimen?"
I mean, I'd like to know that too. Come on, Lil Nas X, give us the deets. Now, it didn't take long for Lil Nas to hear about Saweetie's confession. The industry baby rapper retweeted the clip, jokingly writing, "Goodbye, LGBT community. We had a great run," adding a heart emoji. All right, we gotta talk about festival season because this rain in LA is not it, and I need to look forward to some better days. The Weeknd is breaking world records and Karol G is making history. It's official, The Weeknd is statistically the most popular artist in the world according to Guinness World Records. The organization bestowed the title upon the pop star Monday after analyzing Spotify data of the biggest names in music, including number of monthly listeners on the streaming platform. Abel holds the record as the first artist in Spotify history to reach 100 million monthly listeners as of the end of February. In fact, he gained even more streaming followers, up to almost 112 million, according to the Guinness report. The next artist on the list, Miley Cyrus, only has 82.4 million monthly listeners. And from one artist breaking records to another making history. Karol G is set to headline Lollapalooza, making her the first Latina headliner in the festival's history. Other headliners this year include Kendrick Lamar, Billie Eilish, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Lana Del Rey, and Tomorrow by Together. It all goes down August 3rd to 6th in Chicago's Grant Park. Time to celebrate more of Women's History Month. Billboard's Women in Music crowned Lainey Wilson the Rule Breaker of 2023, and she told us her dream girl group.
If I had to put together my dream girl group, I think it'd be me, it'd be Lizzo, it'd be Cardi B, and it'd be Miranda Lambert. What would we call ourselves? Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a the bad bitches. I don't know. I feel like every single one of them, that's what they are, so.
That's the show. Come back tomorrow to learn 9 things about Twice. I'm Rania Niftos, and this is Billboard News.